Ask me properly, and I'll say yes. A Mad Froggy fic written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. When Matt's proposal plans get ruined yet again, he throws caution to the wind and pops the question anyway. But Froggy Nelson isn't about to settle for anything less than true, heartfelt romance from him. Matt had better bring his A-game. He was burning a hole in his pocket. He'd had the ring for a year now. A year. He bought it in December of last year, intending to propose for Christmas time. And then on New Year's Eve, and then on Valentine's Day, and the 4th of July, and on a dozen other separate occasions. It just never seemed like the right time, even when there weren't immortal ninjas invading Hell's Kitchen. It had been a busy year, and his plans just kept getting interrupted. It wasn't that he changed his mind about wanting to marry Froggy or anything. He worried sometimes that Froggy would think that was the reason, if he ever found out just how long ago Matt bought the ring. If there was anything he was amazed by, it was that Karen hadn't told Froggy or anyone else about the ring. She'd been there when he bought it. In fact, she'd helped him choose it and promised him that it was elegant, but not showy, beautiful in its simplicity. A year after the fact, she never even nagged him about it or asked him when he was going to pop the question. Soon. He was going to do it soon. Tonight, at Luke's Christmas party, in fact. The timing was perfect. Of course, he'd thought it before, but this time it actually was perfect. This time was it. He would ask, Froggy would say yes, they'd hug each other and all their friends would declare the Christmas miracle that Matt finally got up the courage to do it. He had the courage. Courage wasn't the problem. The problem was that he was a perfectionist. Not a total control freak, but he just liked to have things a certain way. His way. The right way. He liked to plan ahead, to account for every single detail. It worked for him when he was out on patrol. He wasn't born lucky. He was just that good. Prepared, in a word. Which was why he was completely taken off guard when the mere 7 minutes before he planned to propose to Froggy, precisely on the stroke of midnight on Christmas Eve, how romantic was that? Luke proposed to Claire. Matt closed his eyes and sighed as the room erupted around him, with Luke and Claire being congratulated and hugged over and over. The ring was admired and sighed over time and time again. Matt's ring stayed in his pocket, and he said nothing about it. He wasn't petty. He was happy for Claire and Luke. He just would have been happier if they'd waited 7 minutes and let him propose first. He couldn't do it now. People would think he was just copying the happy couple, swept up in the romance of it all. He couldn't have them thinking that. Froggy deserved the best. He deserved to have a romantic story to tell when people ask how and where his boyfriend popped the question. So he raised a glass when Jess proposed a toast to Luke and Claire and drank the champagne, thinking only of Froggy. So maybe he was a little petty after all. Happiness would come, right? He cared about his friends and he wanted them to be happy. He was just a little more absorbed in his own future happiness, so much so that when he and Froggy returned to their apartment shortly before 2 a.m, he collapsed almost immediately on the bed they shared with a groan. "What's wrong with you?" Froggy asked, and Matt knew from his tone alone that he was frowning. "Nothing," he mumbled into a pillow. Froggy sighed. "You're not happy about the engagement." Matt rolled over, lying flat on his bed, as he said wearily, "That's not it." He understood Froggy's logic. If Claire was his ex, Luke was her new guy, her forever guy now. Froggy thought he had regrets when it came to her. He didn't. Claire was truly one of the most wonderful people he'd ever met. Luke was protective of her. It made sense. They were good for each other. He was just disappointed that he'd missed the chance to propose to Froggy. Again. "Look, I know they've barely been together for 6 months, but they're good together, and Luke's kind of awesome. It's hard to hate that, you know?" Froggy said gently, and Matt sighed. "I know," he said quietly. "I'm happy for them." "You're such a liar," Froggy declared, collapsing on the bed next to him and resting his head on Matt's stomach. "Do you mind?" Matt muttered, but Froggy didn't budge. "Not at all, Grumpy," he said smugly. "So, come on, lay it on me." "No," Matt replied, moving his glasses and reaching behind him to set them on his pillow. He rubbed his eyes wearily. He couldn't talk about his non-proposal with Froggy, but without ruining the surprise. Were surprises overrated, though? Wasn't it more important that Foggy knew he loved him and was planning on a future with him? He sighed again, feeling conflicted. Matt, what did we agree on when it came to keeping secrets? Foggy asked with a note of warning in his tone that Matt chose to ignore. That you would keep mine? He said with a smirk. No, I mean, yes, but no. Foggy sighed. You promised. I know what I promised. Matt muttered guiltily. Here. He reached into his pocket and withdrew the velvet ring box, hesitating for only a moment before placing the ring in his heart on Foggy's hands. His boyfriend froze immediately. He didn't open the box, and Matt just waited, knowing that Foggy wouldn't keep him in suspense for very long. Sure enough. That it better not be what I think it is, Foggy said sternly. Matt frowned. Why not? Because that is not how you propose, by saying, here. Foggy complained, and Matt counted himself lucky that Foggy only sat up, rather than kicking him to the couch. I'm tired of waiting, Matt said pleadingly, but Foggy only scoffed. That didn't work on me in college, and it's not going to work now, he declared as Matt stifled a groan. Foggy, he whined, having had a few too many glasses of wine to think of a conceiving argument. He reached for him, and Foggy batted his hand away, a sure sign that he wasn't going to settle for anything less than an appropriately romantic gesture. He deserved one. More than one. In fact, more like 100 million. Matt sat up properly and took the ring box from Foggy's hand. Then he slid off the bed and got down on one knee, receiving an approving hum from his boyfriend. Ask me properly and I'll say yes. Spoiler alert. Foggy added with half a laugh. Franklin. Matt started and then froze, horrified. Oh god, I've forgotten your middle name. Foggy laughed. It's Percy! Are you really going to do this in front of everyone? That would have been hilarious. Sorry, keep going. He had a point, Matt supposed. Didn't know what he'd been thinking. That Foggy deserved a grand gesture. He preferred it like this. Private, intimate, just the two of them. That was the way he liked it. The way it had been from the start. He and Foggy against the world. Do you remember what you said to me the moment we met? Matt asked, a small, nostalgic smile curving his lips. No, Foggy said blankly. I hope this proposal doesn't hinge on that, or the whole thing is going to tank, if it wasn't already. Matt laughed, unable to help himself, though he quickly sobered and said, In case you've forgotten, the first thing you said was, Who are you looking for? Foggy groaned. Oh god, I didn't, did I? You did, Matt confirmed with a smile. The answer was you, by the way. It's always been you. I didn't know it then, but I've certainly known it for a long time now. It's you. You're the one. My partner. Just not in law. In everything. In every part of my life. I love you, and I need you. My life wouldn't be complete without you by my side. Will you, Foggy, marry me? He ran out of words then, and out of breath. He couldn't seem to remember how to drag air into his lungs. The only thing that existed in that moment was Foggy's heartbeat. Contrary to his promise to say yes, Foggy actually didn't say anything at all for well over a minute, and then he did say something. It wasn't the word Matt needed to hear. I can't believe you remember what I said word for word, Foggy commented, sounding stunned. Matt groaned. Foggy, please, he said desperately. Yes or no? Oh, yes. Was that not clear? Foggy asked in a tone of perplexity. It wasn't. Matt grumbled, weighing the ring box in his hand. I'm sorry. Yes, I'll marry you. Foggy quickly promised. Matt breathed a sigh of relief and slipped the ring on Foggy's finger at long last, a dizzying sense of completion. Foggy leaned down and kissed him then, and Matt gave a contented, blissful hum. It was sweet. Not the way he'd planned it, but private and wonderful, and Foggy was going to be his for the rest of his life. It really was perfect.